Hymn 323, stanza 1. 323, stanza 1. Keep your hymnals open to that page, if you would, please. And turn your attention with me to the Day of the Lord. What does that mean to you? The prophet Joel speaks often in his short book about the Day of the Lord and describes vividly its importance for us in a call to repentance. It's interesting that virtually every other use of the phrase Day of the Lord in the Bible is a quotation of Joel's warning. His descriptive writing of this event helps catch our ears with the importance of this call to repentance. His vivid portrayal of how it tore apart the lives of the people then should catch our hearts with its call to repentance. And yet, too easily, you and I think, well, it won't affect me. Notice how in the opening verses, the Lord demonstrates how His day is going to affect every aspect of society. Hear this, you elders. Give ear, all you inhabitants of the land. Has anything like this happened in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Tell your children about it. Let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. What the chewing locust left, the swarming locust has eaten. What the swarming locust left, the crawling locust has eaten. What the crawling locust left, the consuming locust has eaten. Awake, you drunkards, and weep. Wail, all you drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it has been cut off from your mouth. For a nation has come up against my land, strong and without number. His teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he has the fangs of a fierce lion. He has laid waste my vine, ruined my fig tree. He has stripped it bare and thrown it away. Its branches are made white. Lament like a virgin girded with sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The grain offering and the drink offering have been cut off from the house of the Lord. O priests, mourn who minister to the Lord. The field is wasted, the land mourns, the grain is ruined, the new wine is dried up, the oil fails. Be ashamed, you farmers. Wail, you vine dressers, for the wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field has perished. Stanza 2. As the Lord continues here to show how His day will affect every aspect of society, we could add some examples today. Video gamers mourn, for electricity and the internet are indefinitely cut off. Ball players mourn, for the fields and the equipment is completely consumed. Why does the Lord bring such judgment? Notice how these words also demonstrate it is His urgent call to repentance. Stop. Look. Listen. Before it's too late. We read on. The vine has dried up. and the fig tree is withered. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, all the trees of the field are withered. Surely joy has withered from the souls of men. Gird yourselves and lament, you priests. Wail, you who minister before the altar. Come lie all night in sackcloth, you who minister to my God. For the grain offering and the drink offering are withheld from the house of your God. Consecrate a fast. Call an assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God and cry out to the Lord. Alas, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as destruction from the Almighty. Is not the food cut off from before our eyes, joy and gladness from the house of our God? The seed grain shrivels in the clods. Storehouses are shambles, barns broken down, for the grain has withered. How the beasts groan. The herds of cattle are restless because they have no pasture. Even the flocks of sheep suffer your punishment. O Lord, to you I cry out, for fire has devoured the open pastures, and a flame has burned all the trees of the field. The beasts of the field also cry out to you, and the water brooks are dried up, and fire has devoured the open pastures. Stanza 3. Next verses, we hear what kind of an army it was that God was bringing. Listen for what it is. But listen also to how the Lord's call for repentance marches in the very rhythm of the words. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is at hand, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like the morning clouds spread over the mountains. A people come, great and strong, the like of whom has never been, nor will there ever be any such after them, even for many successive generations. A fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is like the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Surely nothing shall escape them. Their appearance is like the appearance of horses, like swift steeds, so they run. With a noise like chariots, over mountaintops they leap, like the noise of a flaming fire that devours the stubble, like strong people set in battle array. Before them the people writhe in pain, all faces are drained of color, they run like mighty men, they climb the wall like men of war, everyone marches in formation, and they do not break ranks. They do not push one another. Everyone marches in his own column. And when they lunge between the weapons, they are not cut down. They run to and fro in the city. They run on the walls. They climb into the houses. They enter at the windows like a thief. The earth quakes before them. The heavens tremble. The sun and the moon grow dark. And the stars diminish their brightness. The Lord gives voice before his army. For his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word, for the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it? Stanza 4. The army of that day, if you didn't catch it, was an army of locusts. But it reminds us of the greater day of the Lord, in which there is only one hope, one confidence. Verse 12 and 13. Now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So rend your heart and not just your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm. Let us pray. By your grace, Lord, cleanse our hearts of sin and open for us the path of life, that we may ever remain your people. Rule in our hearts that all around us may say, behold, the grace of the Lord is upon them. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Stanza 5.